staff worked on the Vision 2020 plan. And in that plan, they set a goal of converting the existing grass sports fields at Delta Park to all-weather synthetic turf sports fields and adding lights. That's important because that's the project we brought to you today. We've been working for the past 2 years since the completion of the Buckman Field project, where we added two new synthetic fields there. And today we're considering, in this project, adding three new all-weather synthetic turf fields at Delta Park. Due to wet conditions, the existing eight grass sports fields at Delta Park are closed for play approximately 6 months of the year, while one existing all-weather synthetic sports field at Delta Park with lights is open all year. The difference between the grass field and the synthetic field and the amount of hours that are played, of which we track, is four times. So for the same amount of dirt, we get four times as much play on the synthetic field. In partnership with Portland City United Soccer Club, they have led a coalition of youth-focused sports user groups that have agreed to make a financial commitment of over $230,000 each year over the next 8 years, and use the first year of their financial commitment to the capital development of this project. Portland Parks and Recreation will rent out the additional time that is created to create a sinking capital fund to replace the turf field at the end of its useful life. And so the synthetic turf fields are warranted for about 8 years. You can get about 8 to 10 years of play. But over that 8 year period, we will develop a sinking capital fund to replace the turf field at the end of its useful life. Portland City United Soccer Club has been awarded an in-kind grant valued of over $1 million from the Community Sports Development Council for the project, and the total project cost is estimated to be $3.2 million. The Portland Parks and Recreation System Development Fund is, we're requesting to put $2 million into the project to leverage the additional $1.2 million. And these financial commitments will be made to Delta Park LLC to manage the permitting, design, and construction of the project. Those agreements are in the ordinance packets before you today. So this new investment at Delta Park will leverage existing MAC station near the facility. Just across Interstate 5, we have Portland International Raceway, which will serve as a perfect venue for overflow parking. And this is a very unique site for Portland Parks and Recreation, where we don't have capacity to hold regional and even national sporting events. So this new investment will leverage that existing infrastructure. And because of the new tournaments that we'll be attracting and the new visitors, it will also benefit nearby businesses and hotels. So the three actions we have before you today are to authorize the director of Portland Parks and Recreation to contribute up to $2 million of system development charge funds for the project, and an additional $100,000 of system development charge funds for PP&R capital and design staff to oversee the project. In addition, we're asking for authorization for the director of Parks and Recreation to execute the enclosed agreements. And as well, the third is for Portland Parks and Recreation in the fiscal year 2014 and 15 budget to receive O&M funds of $42,678. I do want to make a comment about why we're asking for additional operation maintenance funds. As I mentioned, the facility right now and these sports fields are closed for half the year. And so because of the increased amount of play, there's additional trash pickup and staffing costs. In addition, due to past budget cuts, we have a lower standard of care for our grass fields than probably what the industry standard is. So finally, I'd just like to thank a couple of our representatives that are here today. Jeff Enquist from Portland City United Soccer Club is here representing, and Joseph O'Connor from the Community Sports Development Council, which is the nonprofit alliance of sponsors and funding partners for the in-kind grant donation to the project. The other youth sports organizations contributing to the project include Portland Youth Soccer Association, Northeast United Soccer Club, Southeast Southeast Soccer Club, Washington Timbers Soccer Club, and the high school co-ed rec soccer club. So thank you for having me here today, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions? One, which is the existing Rob Strasser field, will that be part of the sinking fund for turf replacement as well?
So yes, we've actually had that practice for the revenues at Strasser already. We think because there'll be now four synthetic fields there that we'll be able to program more often with tournaments, and so that will be part of the sinking fund.
Okay, great. Other questions? Anyone else wants to testify on this item?
No one else signed up.
And it passed. No, it is an emergency item, so let's take a roll call, please.
Fish.
Mayor, this has been a day of high notes, but it's nice to end on a particularly inspiring note. And Todd is very modest in his presentation about the amount of work that goes into this model. And the truth is, with the 2020 vision, there was this notion we wanted to replace grass fields with turf fields and improve player safety and longevity and reduce our costs, but we didn't have a way to pay for it. And over the last 5 years with the recession, we didn't even have the SDC money coming in to make the kind of investments that parks wanted and the community wanted. So this is a very happy day that we have the SDC funds available. And we have someone of Todd's caliber perfecting the art of the public-private partnership to do these fields. This is the third home run that's come before us in the last year. And they were all excruciatingly hard. The last big one was Buckman Fields, which was incredibly complicated with lots of parties, but now is really the model that got debugged of how you do a public-private partnership like this, also involving our friends at PCU. And the next was the Grant Field, which the city owns, even though it's on the campus of Grant High School. I won't even go through the details of how hard that one was and complicated. And now this vision for a Delta Park that is on the way to having all of its field turfed, which means not only 6 months additional use of for each field, but 24/7 with the lights. And unlike the user conflicts we sometimes have in residential areas where there's a resistance to having lights, here there is no, other than some squirrels off to one side and the commercial strip, there will be no opposition to lights. More importantly, the fact that this is a 24/7 facility will be cheered by the surrounding community and the motels in particular, because the vision is to have this be a regional showcase for sports. And by sports, I mean everything from lacrosse and soccer to rugby and other sports in between. This has been presented to us as a matter-of-fact piece of parks business. I just want to say this is what Todd Lofgren has perfected. And frankly, I don't think there's a city in the country that has pushed the envelope as far as Todd has and has been so skillful at moving all the pieces together. And I really want to thank you, Todd. There's absolutely no reason why we're acting positively on these things, given the economy and our budget shortfalls. But you found a way to make it work, and for the benefit of kids in our community. And I think this is another milestone and a feather in your cap. I'm very proud to vote aye.
Thank you. Saltzman?
Well, this is a great partnership, and I really appreciate the changes that will happen under this. Delta Park is one of the most heavily used parks in our system, and I know from having been out there many days myself in the rain what a big difference all-weather fields are going to make in terms of just a better overall experience for our citizens, but also the enhanced economic opportunities and this great partnership that is coming together here. So look forward to it. Aye.
Novick.
Congratulations on putting this together. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Todd, for your great work, and thank you, Commissioner Fish, for your leadership on this. Your passion for these kinds of fields and these kinds of facilities are unmatched on the council, and I know that it was a lot of hard work over many years to get this done. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, bravo, Commissioner Fish and Bureau. There's a great tradition in parks of working in partnership with nonprofit groups and sports leagues. The softball complex there at Delta Park is another example of this kind of creative partnership. But as you said, Nick, to do this in this economy is an especially impressive accomplishment. I was out there with Julie Strasser when Rob Strasser Field was dedicated, and I think he would share our joy in seeing this realization of Portland as an even greater soccer city than we are already. And as you said, it's a win-win for everyone. And in fact, I think we'll manage to even buy the squirrels off with an increased flow of stray Skittles and half-eaten granola bars. They won't complain about the lights. Job well done. Aye. And item number 511 has been requested to refer back to my office, which I will happily do.
I should read the title.
Oh, okay.
Amend provisions relating to duties of the Gulf Advisory Committee.
Okay, we'll take that back to my office, and we're recessed.
We have the pulled item.
You're right. I'm in a hurry to recess, too great of a hurry. We do have a pulled item from consent, but I thought that was to return to correct. That's right. It was only to return to correct.
Right, make an amendment to it. 498, transfer funds to the Grant Field Sports Field and Track Improvement Project. I showed as an amendment to this. Are they?
Still? I had a request to pull it and pull it and correct it, not pull it and send it back. My mistake. So I'm sorry. We just have to correct the fund name. Is that right?
Correct. Amend Directive B to correct fund name to Sports Working Group.
So move.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call on the amendment.
Fish.
Mayor.
We're just voting on the amendment to 498.
Is it a non-controversial amendment?
It is.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Roll call on the emergency ordinance.
And I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
I took your tag. Okay. I don't mind.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Now we're recessed until 2 p.m. Thank you.
We have time.
All right.
We have some
get a little bit
guests.
Of
work.
Oh, walk. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. This next one here. Great.
Okay. We're.